Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
Finally, eventually, we got home, and it was a little scary because we were going to the doctors, and they did some tests on her, and the doctor pulled me aside and just said, hey, the cancer's returned, and it's spreading rapidly. And I said, okay, well, what do we do next? And he goes, well, there's nothing else we can do. And I remember just going, like, just, you know, the whole blood rushes out of your face, and you're kind of like, wait, what? He goes, yeah, she really only has weeks to months to live.
Mm.
And I'm like, this is a complete shock, to be quite honest. I mean, yeah, you think you're prepared because you know that, you know, at that time you don't know what's going to happen. But I remember just walking in and she saw I was weeping and she didn't even ask me, what do you say? And we drove home and we began just battling and praying and, you know, we did everything. I mean, we tried all the... every holistic thing, we had every pastor we knew and friend come and anoint her and lay hands on her and just pray for healing. I really believed that she was going to be healed. I remember just being like, I know it, you know, and the promises that she was going to be healed, and we're all just standing on that. I remember being in the hospital the day that she went to be with the Lord, and I remember just going, all right, Lord, she's not responding anymore. I need a miracle here. Mm. Like, please. And I remember my friend coming and saying, hey, it's about time. And I got into the room and I remember just sitting there and her sister saying, she's with Jesus now.
Mm.
And I fell down on the ground just weeping. And I remember just being curled up in a fetal position. And I remember him just saying, speaking of my heart, I'm just saying, Jeremy, I want you to stand up and worship me.
Oh, my.
And I remember just, of course, arguing and saying, no, I don't want to do that right now. And I remember just saying, out of obedience, I want you to do this. And I remember standing up, and my dad had to help me up. And we all were in that room raising our hands to the Lord. And it wasn't easy, but I remember just never felt the presence of God so thick in that room than I have ever. And to say, you know what, no matter what, I'm worthy to be praised. And oh my goodness, it's not what you want to hear at the time. It's not what, but you just realize that he is God and that he's in control and that he's in our midst, in the midst of the hardest time. He was saying, I am right here. I'm ushering her into the kingdom and I love you and I'm here with you guys as well. And it was just this moment of, I can't even describe. And, you know, that was the start of the battle of like, okay, I've known all these things and I've seen all your hand on my life and you come through and be faithful. And I've just seen that. And now it's my turn to really go, all right, Lord, I know these things in my head. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. All your ways acknowledge me and I'll direct your path. Okay, I know those things, you know, and I know that you're in control. And so I know you're near to the brokenhearted. And so it's all those things I had to go, please help it go to my heart because I don't feel it right now.